is that part of the problem with Ben Wallace, that he's part of an older culture and that the NBA is now going towards more all-round players?
I think that affects some players. I try and imagine myself whether I'd be able to keep up in today's game if I was healthy. I don't think Ben Wallace falls into that category. I think he does fine getting up and down the floor and moving laterally and things like that. But definitely as players get older, you may see guys not being able to stay as long. But at the same time, you know, guys like Robert Horry and guys getting close to their 40s still getting the job. But the game definitely is changing, and you're seeing a lot more players come in, whereas I think at first players felt like the European players wouldn't be able to keep up in an NBA-style basketball. And every year you see more and more Europeans with great athleticism and great height and great skills coming and making NBA rosters. There's more and more players all the time. So certainly if guys want to make an NBA team and stay there, you got to put your track shoes on and keep up. I mean, teams have fallen in love with the style of play that Phoenix has done. Toronto's trying to do the same thing and play that up-and-down game. And there's a lot of teams that are going to that, but you have to still be able to stop teams. You're not going to be able to outscore them every night.
Especially in the playoffs, and my criticism for the Suns is simply that they've got to have that kind of strength, especially in the playoffs, so when a guy drives the lane, they can take him down. They can rebound. They can be physical in the middle when they have to. Not all the time, but when they have to. And speaking of Orlando and Grant Hill, what about Dwight Howard and what he has done for that team? Sort of the reemergence, maybe out of the confidence he saw when he compared himself with the other members on that world team.
Dwight Howard is an amazing individual. He's a great guy. He's got no ego at all, and he's a man child out there, and it's just great to see his progression and his confidence. And we played them early and actually had a little bit of success against Orlando by double and triple teaming Dwight Howard, and it really bothered him that he wasn't sure exactly how to handle. I mean, we spent the whole shoot around looking at ways to stop him, because like you said, Grant Hill is a great player, not the focus of that offense with Jameer Nelson and Dwight Howard. So if we were able to stop Dwight Howard, we had a chance to win the game, which ended up working. So now Dwight Howard has gone and worked on, how do I pass out of a triple team? How do I react better to the situations? And Orlando has gone on a tear. And so other teams look at the success that we had in that situation, but Dwight Howard wants to be better in terms of reacting. And he's just so physical and so strong and has a great nose for the game. So if he stays healthy, he's going to be one of the greats.